since the timeline is completely flooded with the Slapgate debacle, you know there had to be an episode where someone had to say it. So, you know, we're going to just jump right into it. There's so much to unpack with this thing here. Will Smith, Chris Rock, this, at the Oscars. There's so much to unpack. So much. And, you know, first and foremost, I like to say, listen, you know, the things that's the points that always been talked about was Will justified into walking up to that man and giving him the five fingers to the face, you know, over a joke that was directed at his wife, Jada. Something that I'm going to speculate and make the assumption didn't come from a negative place, you know. And being that they all supposed to be, being that all these A-list actors, you know, Hollywood and all that, they all supposed to be in some form of camaraderie and, you know, this and that, da-da-da. So there's certain levels of where boundaries are set, and when, you know, when people feel like it's crossed, you know, they have a, you know, they have a certain, it's a certain meeting of the mind that you have to have with that particular individual. We don't go to the whole school of hard knock street phase. That's not how Hollywood works. And it definitely doesn't work during a live platform viewed by the entire world. You know, that's not, you know, so everybody talking about that, oh man, he was protecting his wife and that. No, that's not how that shit works. That's not how that shit works, man. There are brands and labels that are at stake. So when you're on a platform, and if the powers to be decided to ostracize Will Smith for his actions, would it have been worth it? You know, at the end of the day, you know, what he does and all of those award shows, that's their livelihood. Is it worth the risk of doing that just because you want to prove a point? You want to prove a point of respect that didn't seem to come from a total negative place? It's not like Chris Rock said, hey, man, yeah, Jada, man. Goddamn, bitch, look at your bald head. No, it didn't, that's not the vein of the joke that it was take. That's not how it was placed. So it wasn't necessary. Now, we also have to consider the fact that, you know, Chris Rock has been known to just, you know, be a little extra when it comes to certain celebrities and groups like that. Like, in, you know, he made a joke about Jada before at a previous Oscars show. You know what I'm saying? And he's been very vocal about, let's say, the situation with Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson. Always like, hey man, how somebody like Jermaine end up with Janet? So he's been very condescending. And, you know, I get, oh, he's a comedian, it's just jokes and all that. But, you know, there are times where, you know, as a comedian, you got to know when you're crossing your boundaries. There's one thing when you're having a joke, but then when you're a little bit repetitious in your tomfoolery, you know, people are gonna feel some kind of way. It's like, you know, it's like, all right, bro, you know what? So I will say, and like I said, I made a post in it that Will was wrong for walking up to him and smacking him on national TV. He should have waited till he was in the parking lot. And that statement, keep my wife's name as mother, that should have been initiated first. Say, hey man, you're gonna quit disrespecting my wife, man. You're gonna quit, keep her name out your mouth, bro. And then the reaction Chris got out of that, man, come on, man. Blah! That's when you give him the Rick James, Charlie Murphy skit off the Dave Chappelle show. That's when that should have been initiated. you know.
And then the actual slap itself, man. First of all, man, it's like Chris Rock wasn't even fazed. Like, this motherfucker wasn't even, he didn't even hit the ground. He ain't hold his face up. He just kept his composure. Even made a joke about, you know, after it happened. Like, hey, man, Will Smith just knocked the shit out of me. Like, but it's like, that wasn't even, he shook that right off. You know, Chris Rock ain't no, you know, Chris Rock kind of lightened his ass, man. He was able to shake that off. So, you know, that slap is very questionable. Like, if you're going to slap somebody, if I'm going to slap you, you're going to know. You're going to hear the actual thunder clap. You're going to hear, you know that clap. That's a good slap. That wasn't no, that slap there, Daz, was like, that's some, that, was that a slap or a love tap? That wasn't no, that wasn't nothing to where a motherfucker be like, yeah, you feel me? I don't think he felt that. You know? So, that's definitely crazy. They got y'all this. We definitely needed a new distraction from the Ukraine, Russia, and gas prices. That's one thing that's always going to be constant. There's always going to be something y'all people going to talk about and run through the ground. So, yeah, that's the new distraction. Hey, and by the way, for all these people talk about, yeah, well, Will Smith didn't have that energy against August Alsina. First of all, that situation, all parties involved knew what was going on, okay? The entanglement, yes. You know, by their own admissions, Will and Jada having an open relationship in their marriage. You know, when that man came along, August Alsina, like, that man was in their household. You know what I'm saying? We've all seen the pictures of him and Jada out in town, and they be in a very compromised, embracing position. Like, that type of shit, like, he knew that. Will Smith knew that was going on. So why is he stepping to this man again? You know, the red table talk. And they're like, no, that wasn't something that was revealed. That was something they was trying to keep private until it became public. So to save face with their brand, they had to come out and say, hey, well, you know, they had to stay his whole red table talk, like, yeah, well, you know. That's just us. But they made a bond, a pact that we still gonna be together. Okay? So, you know, y'all people can drop that about, oh, he don't have that kind of smoke for, he ain't had that kind of smoke for August Alsina. For what? He knew what was going on. You know. And like I said, Will, and the question of if it was anybody else, like, personally, I feel like he wouldn't approach 50 Cent or Dwayne The Rock Johnson if they'd have made the same joke. Or if any of these white comedians would have said the same thing, it wouldn't have been that, you know what I'm saying? Because he for sure would have been ostracized then. Wouldn't have been about no justification. It would have been like, oh, you beating up the poor white man, you're a monster. And what does that do? And what does that kind of thing do for future shows where people always starve for the representation of the urban of urban cinema? You know what I'm saying? Y'all was always Oscars. Y'all was Oscars so white boycotting. Now, whenever, you know, a black actor or actress gets the Oscar, it's supposed to be such a monumental moment. Nah. Anyway. How you feel about it? Let me know in the comments below. Did the vibe for your mind one time.